From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 44 people were killed and hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions as a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. VOA's Bill Ide is there.
What we are hearing from state media is that there were hazardous materials at this warehouse. There have also been reports that suggest a fire had started before the explosion occurred. And actually, there were two explosions. One, an initial explosion, and the second, the massive explosion that has been reported here to be as much as 21 tons of TNT.
Again, that is VOA's Bill Ide. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 62 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at a crowded market in Sadr City, according to officials. Meanwhile, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for that attack. Prosecutors in Sweden say they've ended the investigation of allegations of sexual misconduct against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange because the deadline to bring charges has expired. Sweden took out an arrest warrant against Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. The investigation into lesser charges of sexual misconduct expired this month. This is VOA News.